from Spark and Anvil and Starforge. This is Ember, in Chapter 1 of the Starforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Ember is a small tween. She sits still in the noisy Starforge workshop, like a moth on a warm lamp. Her chunky astronaut tunic glows a soft, pale cream, a banked fire against the workshop's fizzing energy. I am Ember. I am the long, slow cooling at the end, the final quiet breath of a star. A white dwarf is the dense core left after a star dies. It cools and fades over billions of years. My glow isn't a bright fire. It is the memory of one, slowly releasing its warmth across all of time. I watch my timeline. A billion years pass. I cool a little. Another billion, I am a little dimmer. Ember grew up watching the great stellar nursery. She saw bright beginnings, but always waited for the endings. By age 10, I understood the lesson. Every bright flash, every vibrant life, eventually finds its long peace. She walked to the center of the Starforge. The cosmos itself seemed to ask her one question. It asked, "What is the purpose of the end?" I answered, "To hold the warmth of what was, to be the final, gentle anchor for all the light that has shone." A slow fade, a gentle release. That is the whole element. That is what makes Ember, Ember. You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Common Core and Next Generation Science Standards. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.